Good morning. We are continuing Chayadim Klal Mem Daled, and we're in Siman Beis. I just want to correct one thing that I said at the end of Siman Aleph. We were talking about that the Chayadim says that the Chachila person should not make a new bracha and eat after Ma'ayim Echornim. So I said it's the sheet of the Rambam. It is the sheet of the Rambam, but it's actually multiple Rishonim would say that as well. The Bir Lacha at the beginning of Ktuf Ayin Tes brings multiple Rishonim would say that, which is Rashi, the Rashbam, the Rambam and the Ravid, Rash, Rabbeinu Yerna, etc. So Chachila, a person should not be mafsik, once he's washed from Echornim, a person should not be mafsik to eat something, even with making a bracha rishona. If a person is, like the Chayyadim says, there's an issue to be mafsik, but deeper even, the person should have the Nitzil Sadaim immediately adjacent, the Mayim Echornim immediately adjacent to the benching. So that's a clarification on that point. Let's go back. We're holding the Siman Beis. So he says, even if the person wasn't Lota Yadav, he just said Havla and Nevarich, it's also considered Hesach Hadas. And therefore, if he wants to continue to eat or drink, the meal has ended, and once the meal has ended, he's going to need new brachas. So it comes out that the reason why when a person, let's say, benches, he needs to make a new bracha after he benches, so the simple understanding of people assume is because, well, the benching sort of like closes off the bracha Rishona, and you need a new bracha afterwards. So now we see that that's not correct. What benching does is it indicates a clear intent upon the person to end the meal. Because the fact that I've benched means I'm done. Well, if you're done, we only extended the bracha Rishona only as long as you intend to have a meal. Remember, we said in the introduction that really, theoretically, a person should make a bracha on every single bite. But Chazal came along and said, no, we're going to extend your original bracha to apply to everything which is all part of this one sitting. So the benching ends the sitting. So we're saying that it's not only benching ends the sitting, but the decision to bench could also end the sitting. It will also come out an interesting halacha which the poskim do say. Let's say a person by mistake said a bracha achrona. He really wasn't intending to end the meal, but for whatever reason, he said a bracha achrona. So halacha is he does not need a new bracha rishona when he continues to eat, because he has not been mesiach das from the meal. Well, what do you mean? He said a bracha achrona. And a bracha achrona functions as the end of the meal. It closes off. It ends your bracha rishona. That's not true. The bracha achrona ends your bracha rishona only because it is as much as it indicates that it's the end of the meal. But in a case where the bracha achrona does not indicate the end of the meal because it was a mistake, so that he does not need a new bracha rishona to continue to eat. Okay, so he said when the person says havlan and avorech. So now the question is, there are certain things which are somewhat in the middle. The person pretty much decides to end the meal, but he might change his mind. It's normal to change your mind. It's sort of like you're in that wishy-washy stage. I'm done. Yeah, I'll have one more. So is that called ending or not? So you need a real clear decision to make you need a new bracha. So what do we do? So the Chayyadim said, if a person would want to drink, if a person would want to drink after he said Havel Unavarech, the Balabais has said it's time to bench. So then he needs a new bracha rishana when he wants to drink. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simkuf Ayin Tes brings regards to Achila and Shtia. So the Rosh says that they're the same, and the same way you need a new bracha. You need a new bracha for drinking. You need a new bracha for eating. However, the Ran and the Ben Yonah say no. That the derech of people is even though they stopped eating, they might take one more bite, but once they've stopped eating, the drinking would require a new bracha. So that drinking is no longer part of the meal. We mentioned way back when that there are actually opinions that you have to make a bracha and drink during the meal all the time, because the whole idea of eating is subservient to the pas, but drinking really is a separate activity. We're not pas like that, because we say that the drinking comes to be part of the meal. So for that purpose, where drinking really is an independent action, but it comes to be part of the meal, once you've declared that your meal is ended, so you need a new bracha rishon on the drinking. eating, these opinions hold. The derech of people is to be not so definitive. You know what? I'm not eating anymore, but okay, I'll have one more bite. Person decides not eating anymore, and then they bring out the dessert. You say, you know what? I'll have some dessert. Well, you decide you're not eating anymore. Yeah, but dessert is dessert. So we tend to be wishy-washy and to not have a strong commitment to our lack of eating further, and therefore we do not eat a bracha rishona. So this is a machlokes. So what should you do? So according to one opinion, you would need a new bracha when you want to eat. According to my opinion, you do not need, and therefore it would be also to make a new bracha. Okay, but davka shomer balabayas havlanu nevarech v'sumim hiskimu ledvarav. This halacha is davka, the balabayas is the one who decides it, because he's the one who has the right to decide that. And those which are seated are planning to go along with that. Let's say I'm a guest, I'm not the balabayas, but I really want to eat some more. So I plan to, even the balabayas said, let's bench. He'll bench, and I want to eat some more. So I'm allowed to do that, but I'm not bound by his decision. He's not bound by my decision, obviously, because I'd have no right to make him bench. But over here, I would have to decide otherwise. And the Mishabur says it's appropriate. You should explain to other people that it shouldn't be a Marasayan issue that you're eating without a bracha. You should explain that you really need to eat some more. If one of the guests or one of the Bnei Bayis says, let's bench, his statement is not binding on anybody else because he's not the one who decides. But if a person actually honestly decides he's not going to eat it anymore, a true decision, so then he would need, and then he changes his mind, he would need new brachas. So we'll give an example of that, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.